Fifth perek of Amatzia, Mishnah Zion, seven Mishnah eight. Poiskim al peis at sheyuta ashar, to pay in advance for produce that will be delivered later on, has a problem of ribis because you're fixing the price now, and the sales can take place later. Though, if there's already a set market price, then you can't give the money in advance. Why? Because of various reasons. One reason is because it's easy for the person who received the money to buy it at today's price. So if he waits till later, that's his problem. There's other reasons that if it's easy to get, there's a certain type of kinyan that takes the place called mishapara, that it's illegal to go back. He'll get a curse from Bezin if he changes his mind afterwards. So since Lamai said the deal was to a certain degree consummated already now, there's no problem with ribis. Yotza Shah. Once we said the set market price was set up, you could make this deal because, like we said, even if the one who you give the money to does not have the produce, he could easily get it from some other people. So, like we said before, that doesn't have an element of ribis. For the early harvesting people, they can make a psika on a haystack, a stack of grain, or an area that you collect the grapes for wine. Matan shel zeisim, another place you collect the aloes, also part of the pressing process. Beitzim shel yoitza, bowls of clay to make pottery. Asid mishel shokah with kivshon, and lime when you're ready to put it into the oven to make it from that lime. Kalim to use for lime. So it gets the bottom line is that we said before you're not allowed to pay in advance to have something delivered later unless there's a set rate. There's another heter is if he already has it in his possession, so you can also give him money for that even though he's going to give it to you later. The chiddush of this mission is, even though it wasn't fully processed, you could still give it to him. Yeah, there's a machlekes in the Gemara how much it has to be processed. Either it has to be something that's only missing one malacha and to be fully processed, and the other opinion is that it has to be something that's under the control of the one who has the material. But it's something you need, b'day shemayim, you need sun or rain or whatever to make it work, and that's not good. So placing emoy ala zevel kol yomos hashana also says that all the tarkamels that you could zevel here means that even though he doesn't have zevel right now, this was used as fertilizer, but since they commonly had it, anybody who has animals, they produce fertilizer. So even though he doesn't have it now, it's as if he has it. Rabbi Yosi says, no, he has to actually have the zevel. Rabbi Chachamim also matir, even if he doesn't have it yet, but the Chachamim say that only in the summertime that it's more available, because they leave the zevel out in the course of the winter and it turns into compost over the winter. It's garbage that they put out. Okay. Yeah, so this zevel seems to be some type of waste matter, garbage which they leave out, and it, over a period of time, it forms into this fertilizer. Okay. Poisei gemar shah gavoya. Another chiddush is that we said before, if I prepay for something, so I gain that I fix the price as today. But you could also say that if the price goes down, I want the cheaper price. So you're even getting a better deal. Even so, it's permitted. Rabbi says you don't have to specify that. That's enough. Automatically, you give money early, you can get the better of the two deals. That's not the law, you have to specify it.